Zakt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es keilem perigit zayin Mishnah hei. What is the shear of harimain she'amru, that this pomegranate that we kept saying, if the hole is big enough for a pomegranate to fall out, that the keli is tahar? So you told me till now it's three remain impressed against each other and has to be big enough that one would like shake loose and fall out, but you never tell me how big the actual remain is. Zakt the Mishnah, we don't measure it. Loi katan, not with a small pomegranate, but loi gadol, not with a large pomegranate, elabainri, an average-sized pomegranate. So let me ask you something, Frek the Mishnah. V'lama huskru, why was it mentioned in the Beis Medrash? There is some halachic significance. There's something about a halacha of remainei badan. The remainei badan, badan is a place in Eretz Yisrael. We'll soon see where it is, be'ez Hashem. And they had very large remainim. Beautiful, large remainim. So why was that mentioned in the Beis HaMedrash? I mean, I would have thought that it's mentioned in regard to what type of remain has to fall out of the hole to be matir of the kelim, because they were discussing it. I know it was mentioned in regard to something else, but you're telling me that we don't measure the hole for taras kelim to be matir of keli with a large remain. Rather, they were mishayit with an average remain. So in regard to which halacha did we mention these large gishmaka remainei badon? So the mission we got to a different halacha. Shayim mekachin kol shehen. Let's say you had a remain of arla. Remember arla? Fruit that grows on a tree that's not 3 years old yet. And it falls into a bunch of other fruit. And I can't figure out which one it is. So stamazeh, the halacha with arla is, if it fell into 200 times the amount, and with the one that fell in, you have 201, it would become batal. But if it's remainei bedan, no. It doesn't become batal, even if it fell into 1,000 remainim of heter. The din is shumakachin kolshen. That means even one remain of issa that falls into 1,000 remainim of heter, it all becomes usser. Remainim badan do not become batal in a taroivis, in a mixture, because they're so chashiv. Devi Reb Meir, as I held Rebbe Meir. It also could be, says the Bat Tanura, that this particular remain wasn't arla, but it was klayim. So same din. Normally would become batal in 201, but over here it won't become bottle because it's so chashiv. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri oimer l'shaya b'henes ha-kelim, adarabba. Remainei badan was mentioned to let me know how big that hole has to be in order for the keli to become tar. It was not mentioned in regard to this din of taravis of iser v'heter. So this is really a chumrah, because if I have a keli and it has a hole in it, and I want to say, oh, it has a hole, it's tar, look, your average riman is going to fall out. Rabbi Meir would agree with you. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui would say, no, it has to be big enough for a large, like, riman badan to fall out. And that's why it was not mentioned in the Beis Medrash in regard to this halacha. Another sheet, to the third sheet, is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, I'm a lekachol lekachos guru. No, it was mentioned in regard to both. L'shayer behen, to measure how big the hole is, as a kelim to say that the keli is tahar. Vishumakachin kalshin. It was also mentioned in regard to this halacha that let's say the remain badan was arla or klaya kerem and it falls into even 1,000 times of heter, it doesn't become batal because it's so chashiv. So Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in regard to how big the hole has to be matayr the keli. But he disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in regard to the halachis of mekachin kalshin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri actually holds, the Mefarshim explain, that it's not just remain badon that would become usher even in 1,000 times the amount. Every remain would. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds every remain has a special chashivus. Rabbi Akiva says, no, just remain a badon. Amar Rabbi Yossi, then we have a fourth shita, where the Gair is here, the Gair says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Gair of the Bat Tanura and the Rash. Whatever it is, either it's Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda, but this is a fourth shita. This shita holds lehusku remainei badan. We did not mention remainei badan and v'chatzir geva. Chatzir is a kind of an onion called leek, something in the onion family. Geva that come from geva. We did not mention these two things in the Beis Medrash, the remainim of badan and the chatzir geva, ella only in regard to the inyan. Shumis asrin vadai b'chol mokim, that if you have, in regard to Hilchas Maisris, wherever you buy them, if you buy them from an Ama Aretz, so normally when you buy pears from Ama Aretz, so we say he probably took of Maisris, just to be on the safe side, there are halachis of Demai, which is how we deal with something which is Suffolk, maybe Maisris were taken, maybe not. Not when it comes to Remaine Badan, or these Chatzir Egeva. Now you have to assume for sure no Maisers were taken, and you treat it as if it's Vadei Tevel. Why? Because these two places, Badan and Geva, Badan where the Remainim come from, and Geva where these leeks come from, were cities that belonged to the Kutim. Remember Kutim? Sancheriv, the king of Asher, who threw out the Aseres HaShvatim, he brought the Kutim into Eretz Yisrael and settled them there. The Kutim were first frightened because they were attacked by lions. They were told Eretz Yisrael was on a madrega then that you can't just come here and serve your Avodah Zarah. So they were Megayer themselves. But it turned out later that their geiris was not sincere. In regard to certain halachas, they did listen, certain halachas they didn't, but there's one halacha they for sure didn't care about, the mitzvah of lifnei iver le'sitin michshal, and that is not to cause somebody else to do an aveira. So maybe the kutim took off maestras, but they never took off maestras from things that they sold to others. They didn't care. If you bought something from a kutim, he didn't care that you were over an aveira. So if a person purchased a rimon or a chatzir, anywhere, but he's an expert, he says, oh, this rimon, it comes from Badan. Or this chatzir, it comes from Geva. Then guess what? Then you're mechuyev to take of maizres as if you know for sure that no maizres were taken from it. Not just a more lenient way of doing it, which are the halachais of demai, which is safek maizres. By the way, where do we have this word chatzir in the Torah? Parshas Baaloischa, Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasuk Hei, reminds us the Batanura. Zacharnu es hadag asher nechol b'mitzrayim chinam. We remember the fish that we ate in Mitzrayim, free of charge. Es hakishuyim, the cucumbers. Vesu avatichim, the melons. Ves hachatzir, we have the word chatzir there, leeks. Ves habetzalim, the onions. Ves hashumim, the garlic. And now they complained, all we have is the man. Now the man had every taste in the world. Kishka, chont, ice cream, whatever you wanted. Just these things they didn't have. Why? Because for a nursing mother, it was not good for her. Not good for the baby. That's why they said, ah! You know, we don't have kishuim and avtichim and chatzir. So chatzir are these leeks that we're talking about. Okay, chazring over our Mishnah. The first Tana holds the remain that we speak about when we say that if the keli has a hole the size of a remain, it's tahar. First Tana holds it's an average remain. That's Rav Meir. Ayin the Mismedesh, they spoke about Rimoine Badan, which are very large. That was in regard to a different halacha, that if it's Arla or Klaya Kerem, it won't become bottle even in 1,000. A second sheet was the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He says, no, no, no. The whole to say that a keli is Torah means Rimoine Badan, the large Rimoine. But Rimoine Badan are no different than any other Rimoine when it comes to Taroivis, when it comes to a mixture. All Rimoine, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, don't become bottle. Third sheet was a sheet of Rabbi Kiva. He says, when they spoke about Rimoni Baden and the Beis Medrash, they meant both the halacha of Taras HaKelim, that's the hole that we measure Rimoni with, and also that it's Mekachin Kalshen, the only Rimoni Baden. If they fall into even more than 200 of Heter become Aser, we had a fourth sheet, which is a sheet of Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda, depending on the Girsa, that both Rimoni Baden and Chatzir HaGever were only mentioned in regard to the halacha of that if you recognize these are Remainim that come from Badan, or leeks that come from Geva, you have to treat it as Vadai, something that no Maisers were taken from, and not just Demai. So again, just to remind ourselves about Demai, Demai are Paris that are purchased Tamazeh from Am Aretz. Here we assume they did take off Maisers. Some didn't. Some just took off Truma Gedailah. So Memele Chazal made a Gzeirah, they answered to eat the Paris that are purchased from Am Aretz, until you took off certain maestras, and there were a lot of leniencies. For example, you separate maestra Rishon, but you don't have to give it to the Levi. You can say to the Levi, prove that no maestras were taken. You separate maestra Ani, but you don't have to actually give it to the Ani. But if it's Rimoine Badan, or Chatzir Shel Geva, no. Then you have to give the maestra Rishon to the Levi. You have to give the maestra Ani to the Ani. You have to separate Truma Gedailah. You have to treat it as if you know for sure that no maestras were taken from it. What it's saying, but that would apply l'chayra to any payer that you buy from land of the Kutim. And the answer is yes, but just that these are different explains the Bar Tanur and the Tiferes Yisrael, because you could clearly recognize them. These remind them you knew when you looked at it, regardless of where you bought it, this came from Badan. Or these leeks, these came from Geva.